This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're dealing today with an issue that concerns us as individuals, that concerns us as part of a country that has a huge national debt, but we're talking today about personal debt and how much people are in debt and to what extent. And it's extraordinary that about half the people have no debt at all, which is wonderful, don't you think?
Yeah, I've been surprised.
Makes you sleep at night, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're good for them, because this is a country that is hugely in debt, tends to have very little savings. Hopefully people are putting, we talked yesterday about living to be 100 and the necessity to have some kind of retirement plan or some kind of nest egg, so that, as I said, you can't take it with you, but you don't want it gone before you go, so kind of important to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you're willing to compromise on when you're young as opposed to need when you're old. So, and most of us do that the other way around. Of, okay, let's do all this fun stuff, and then, oh my goodness, what do I do about food?
Yeah.
inverted pyramid, the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what else people are spending their money on.
Amy says none. Just bought a used, new, in quotations, used, or parentheses rather, used car straight from my savings. Save, then buy is how I've always operated. I do owe a huge thank you to my parents for paying for college. No student debt made it a lot easier to stay debt-free.
Amen. Amen. Also, stay in school, get good grades. Hopefully within the next couple of months, I'm meeting with somebody to help me really get the foundation in high gear and talk with people about high school students who've done a really good job, who either can't afford to go to college or don't really need to go to college, and talk about starting them off at community colleges. So hopefully be able to help with that.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Joe, just the mortgage, which I aim to pay off by the end of 2017. It will be a 30-year paid off in six. Wow. That's impressive.
30-year paid off in six? Apparently. Wow. That's a disciplined human being.
No doubt.
Wow.
Jessica, $60,000. I just completed my master's degree from a state university. School should be more affordable.
Amen.
Yeah, that's
amen.
Insane.
Yep.
Dave, $50,000 medical bills and other debt.
Yeah, medical's really an issue.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll sort of figure out a way to cap it at some point, just because it's not only it's medical bills, it's medicine in general. I mean, it's uh-huh. It's a real issue.
Deborah just simply says, "I'm so tired of living poor."
I know, honey. But listen, so if you want to call and talk about it, maybe there are some things we can do to make you either feel less poor or bring in some more money, or I don't know what the issue is about living poor at this moment. So
Sue Lynn, small mortgage on my house, small auto loan, that's it. Pay off my credit cards every month. I like to sleep at night.
I'm with you. I mean, that's that's exactly my kind of deal about money, is as long as I can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
I hate waking up in the middle of the night thinking, oh my goodness.
Boyd, $8,500 in credit cards, including PayPal purchases on eBay. I'm hoping to pay it all off this summer after I sell a trailer, one of my three trucks, and a commercial mower.
This sounds like somebody who is an eBay aficionado, buying and selling.
Yeah.
You know, we're carrying a commercial for what, buysellsomething.com.
Yeah, something like that.
It's called buysell. I can't believe I can't remember the name of our own sponsor. buysellsomething.com.
Yeah.
Buysell. What would be the other thing?
It's not trade, is it? I don't remember. I hear the commercial 100 times a day.
All right, we're going to have to listen to it and sort of make sure, because it's buysellsomething.com. Let's see if I Google it. You keep going. I'll see if I can Google it and find it. Because they're a sponsor. We should be more responsive than that.
Right.
All right, keep going.
Tammy says $40,000 in medical bills. I am on SSD. What is that?
Social Security.
Okay. And it will never get paid. Can barely afford my co-pays, food, electric, or rent.
I hate that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
What was our last one on that list?
Maybe buyselltrade.com? I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
That was our last one on that one.
That was them.
Yep.
All right, so it seems to me that there are some patterns here that are worth noting. Number one, one large percentage of people have no debt. As far as I'm concerned, congratulations. That's wonderful to live not only within your means, but well within your means, so you don't that you're paying off your credit cards, that you don't have mortgages. Good for you. For those people who are not, the debts seem to fall into one of two categories, really, that are odious. One is medical bills. And, as a country, we got to either figure it out or all of us move to Canada, all right? That people should not go into grievous debt because they get sick. I mean, it just doesn't, it's not a fair way of viewing human beings or human lives, I don't think. And, again, that Obamacare is certainly not the be-all and end-all, but you have to remember, Social Security was loathed when it began, and even when Apple puts out a new product, it takes a while to debug it, so we need to stay on it and figure out how to make it work better for more people. But at least it's a step in the right direction of a whole lot of people who have some health insurance who had none before. And the other sort of grievous debt is educational student loans. And we've got to figure that out as well. And again, I'm sort of doing my minor part about it. And obviously I can't take care of the entire world or the entire country or even the entire state or even the entire listening audience school debt. But at least different ways of thinking about it, including, as you hear, when people call up about it, of saying, think about doing the first 2 years at a community college, because in at least several states, it's free. And in the states where it's not free, it's still a better price deal than most universities. And you're going to be taking the same courses regardless of whether you're paying a lot for them or not. And if you go to community college, save the money, and do very well, that you can either then go to a four-year college or decide you don't need a four-year college, but you'll at least have a little bit of a nest egg that you wouldn't have. I mean, if you're taking math, English, some kind of science course, some kind, I'm trying to think what I took, math, science, English, history, and an elective, right, for the first year, and that's what you're going to take any place. So take it where you can, and the education isn't going to be that much different until you get into your specialty, and it also gives you an opportunity. It turns out a huge number of people, I think the statistic is something like 80% of freshmen who declare a major change it by the time they graduate. So you're not going to know, and the first couple of years are going to be the same any place. So you hear what I'm saying, folks. Don't one of the things about budgeting is figuring out what's worth spending the money on and what's not worth spending the money on, and how much you have to spend and how long it's going to take. What's the benefit risk ratio? What's the value involved? And that if you can get a scholarship someplace so somebody else is paying for it, not a bad thing to do, right? So think about money as part of lifestyle and decision making. And whenever I do a program about money, nobody calls, but it is essentially psychological. It's lifestyle. It's all sorts of things. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Wendy, you're on the air. And Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a parent of an 18-year-old, and
okay.
I don't know what to do with him. I seem to be stepping in, and I think I'm overstepping my bounds. He just went off to college. He is living at home, and he's commuting. But I feel like he's not taking enough responsibility, and I want to know the best way to be a parent and to step back and start letting him take more responsibility than what he's taking.
Responsibility in what areas? What are we talking about here?
Well, and he seems, well, today was really what really set me off. He failed 3 times his driver's exam, so now he has to go back and he's driving with an instructor. Well, I got a call from the instructor today thinking it was my son's phone, but it was the home phone, and my son didn't show up, and the reason being he was too embarrassed to get into the car on campus. So he missed his hour to drive.
Is somebody paying for that?
My son is, but it's money that he's been saving, so it will come out of his account.
That's okay.
But they made arrangements to meet around the corner. And my son's track phone wasn't on, so I told the instructor to try calling my son. Of course, he couldn't get through because it wasn't on. So now I have no idea if he actually got into the car or where he is.
All right, wait. Take a deep breath for a minute. First of all, the best possible solution, which may not be economically feasible right now, is for your son not to be living at home. He should be living on campus or living someplace else. Because then if this happened, let me just sort of play out the scenario. If he wasn't living at home, you wouldn't have known anything about this. And look, the point is, if you were paying for it, then you have a right to be not amused about this, but you're not. So all of this is self-limiting. Your son obviously wants to get a driver's license. He's paying for it. He'll sort it out because it's something that's important to him. So you can walk away from this. There is no consequence to you whatsoever, and it will be self-limiting. Your son will work it out.
Okay.
All right, so let's think of it. But the bottom line is your son should probably not be living at home. Because this is one of the reasons we go away to school, is so we can begin to sort through what we need to do for ourselves as opposed to what our mom will do. I'd let this go completely. And I know you're dying of curiosity to know what happened, but you're still better to walk away from it. Because if you ask him, then you're going to feel compelled to say, oh, well, gee, I can't believe you did that, and it's going to cost you. And you don't want to do that. This is the whole point of an 18-year-old going away to college, is certainly to learn a little bit about Middle Eastern history and to meet girls and, to take algebra. But basically it's to learn how to live on your own while you still have a little bit of a net there. And he's not learning any of that. So he'll learn this. And particularly in this aspect, it's self-limiting. Give me another example, if you can, of some situation where you feel like you're probably being a little more clingy than is necessary.
Well, with the dining at college, I wanted to get him set up on a meal plan. So I'm learning quickly, they don't deal with parents. They deal strictly with the students. So
good.
I did step in, which I was out of bounds to do. And I wanted to get him, because right now he's not eating. But it's his choice not to eat. He does have money. But I was worried about that, so I stepped in on that.
Is he anorexic? I mean, does he?
Oh, no. He'll eat. He's shy, so he's not going in.
This kid should be on campus.
Okay.
Because, look, I hear that and it sounds like this has been something that's been going on for a very long time, that he's not very social. But sooner or later he's going to have to learn that, and the longer he's living at home, the less likely it is that he'll learn it. I'd sit down and come to the mountaintop meeting that says, honey, look, part of you living on campus is you sort of dealing with you'll have a roommate, you'll know some people, there'll be people in classes. The more you're living here, the more you're going to feel that at least there's some human contact here, and you're not going to overcome. Even if he needs a therapist or to join a group or something. But, I mean, and sweetie pie, and with being all the best intentions in the world and being the mama bear, you're going to make things worse, not better. Because, I mean, look, the thing about being an 18-year-old male is when you're hungry, you'll eat. But you're sort of saying, no, I'll take care of it. Well, you don't want to take care of it, because the more you take care of, the less he takes care of. And you already know how to get a driver's license and to get food and to sort of make your way in the world. He doesn't. And he's going to have to learn. And it's easier to learn it at 8 than it is at 18, but it's easier to learn it at 18 than it is at 28. And the more you do for him, the less he's doing for himself. You just have to make a deal with maybe, is his dad around? Are you with his dad?
Oh, yeah, we're married.
All right,
I'm sure
your husband says exactly the same thing to you, if you have to leave him alone. Make a deal with either your son or your husband that says, anytime I interfere, I'll pay you $20 on the spot. Do you work? Yeah, well, exactly. It will become too expensive to do what you're doing, and it'll remind you. Do you work outside the home?
Oh yeah, I have a full time job. I'm on vacation this week, but I go back on Monday, so I will be preoccupied.
Well, yeah, and what you need to do, I think you would make a wonderful Girl Scout leader or cub, you know, because clearly you're a caring person, you're detail oriented, you love being helpful, but not to your son right now. So take that impulse that you have to help people and to sort of make things all right, and take it someplace that'll be really valuable and really appreciated and really productive, because it will be none of the above with your son, and he's got to learn it for himself. So number one, I would sort of make a deal with husband, and I would get your kid off, you know, in the campus housing as quickly as possible. If you can afford it, I would do it now. If you can't afford it, I would move to that sort of area, because he's going to have to learn this. And if you're doing it for him, if he can come home and feel like, you know, he can have dinner with you, or, you know, that he can sleep late and go to his classes late. I mean, college will not be the experience, either intellectually or emotionally, that you want for him if he doesn't sort of overcome this notion. And shyness is really narcissism. It's really saying, everybody has to come to me. I'm not gonna put myself out.
Right.
All right. So you're going to have to just look, download this. In about an hour, you can go to drjoy.com, download the podcast, and play it for yourself over and over. So you'll hear that you love him, but you got to let him go, because it's not helpful to him. It's not helpful to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Wendy. Yeah, the issue, you know, all of us have focused so much on that cute little Gerber baby and taking care of the baby and being tired and teaching the kid to walk and the kid to talk. And we forget that human beings are born very dependent, much more so. They have a prolonged period of dependency as opposed to most of the animal kingdom. But that at some point that dependency has to end. And as parents, you hear me all the time say, so we give them roots and wings. Roots, relatively easy. Wings, very difficult, because it means that they're flying away from us. But man, it's really important to do. Make sure that what you're doing isn't making it easy for them to not learn how to fly. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is, I don't want to say Dreck Week, because there's a whole bunch of really awful movies opening, but beneath, if you're willing to dig, if you brought your little shovel, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere, and there actually are some really good movies. One of my favorite movies in a long time is opening this week. It's called Remember, with Christopher Plummer and Martin Landau. And it's not an easy movie, but it's terrific. It's a story of two men who meet in senior housing. They are both Holocaust survivors and decide to go and seek out their sadistic commandant at Auschwitz. The complication is not only that both of them are old, but Christopher Plummer's character is suffering from dementia and his wife has died within the last week. And apparently they made a pact with one another that as soon as his wife died, he would go off and find the commandant. And he's guided by Martin Landau's letter and phone calls back and forth. It is, they are incredible performances by both actors at really the top of their game. Martin Landau has a lot less to do in this one than Christopher Plummer, but it's a really, it's not an easy, but it's a really good story that with some incredibly talented actors and a really meaningful story as well. Marguerite is one of my favorite movies for a long time. It is based on a true story of a woman in France. This is, I will admit to you up front, it is subtitled, but folks, you have to get over your subtitled prejudice because a lot of really good movies are subtitled, all right? So, and this one really falls into that category. It's a woman who is of a certain social class, and they have sort of salons where people come and sing. And it starts with a young woman who's being imported at last moment to come and sing, and she has a wonderful voice, and all these people are sitting around in gilt chairs and applauding, and then Marguerite comes out. Well, Marguerite, it turns out, has a terrible voice, which is kind of the joke of the movie, but she doesn't understand that, and all these people have been sucking up to her for all these years, so she decides that she wants to make her debut. It's a wonderful story. It's very well acted. It's just really wonderful. Lola is the latest from Julie Delpy, so who always, she was the one who with Ethan Hawke did Until Sunrise and Until Dawn and all those kinds of things. And this one she stars in and I believe and directed as well. It's got a great cast in it. It is partially subtitled. I know. It's called Lolo, and it, you know, I'm dying to get her on the program. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get her, but I'm going to try because what it really looks at is the issue about single parents and how, and to what extremes or to what ends their children will go to discourage mom having a social life that's independent of theirs. And this one is just, it's a great cast, it's gorgeous people, it's very well written, it's very well directed, and you'll get a real kick out of it, I think. It's a little lighter fare, and there's, I must admit, there's a little bit of sexual crudity here that I could have done without at the beginning, but I still think it's funny, it's smart, it's relevant, and you'll probably get a kick out of it. Yalom's Cure is based on a psychologist that I didn't know about, to be quite honest, whose name is Irvin D. Yalom. And it really, if you're, I think you have to be kind of a psychological groupie to get a kick out of this one, but about how his influence on the field of psychology and how people sort of take what he's saying and, you know, the idea of what the cure is. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm a psychologist and I wasn't that thrilled with it, but what can I tell you? Let's see if I've got anything else that... there are a couple of movies that I did not see. One is 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is the second one. It stars John Goodman. And this is basically a story of a woman who is in a car accident and then is taken in by people. This is, I think, a combination of Misery and Room. I did not see it, so I cannot... I cannot review it for you. The Brothers Grimsby is Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong. I think Mark Strong could do no wrong. Get it? Mark Strong, no wrong. Sacha Baron Cohen, I think it's so uneven. I mean, I love some of his stuff. I mean, it's always crude and rude, but sometimes hilarious. I thought at the Oscars he was kind of a pain, to be quite honest. We've got a rom-com, The Perfect Match, coming up with Paula Patton and Terrence Jenkins, which ends a sort of turnabout on the story where the woman wants commitment, this one the man wants commitment. We've got Sally Fields, My Name is Doris, didn't screen it for me, Eye in the Sky with Helen Mirren, the idea of collateral damage and the political implications of that. They didn't screen this for me either. So this, I guess what I thought Remember was just terrific. I thought Marguerite was wonderful. And I like Lolo. So you've got some kind of highfalutin, smart, movies that are out this week, and I suspect what will make all the money is the dumb ones. but that's all right. I mean, that's the whole point of having a whole lot of movies. And you can see whatever you want. Zootopia very likely will do another really good week. I mean, because it appeals to the widest possible audience. Ten Cloverfield, going to be limited. Brothers Grimsby, I don't know how much Sacha Baron. At one point, he brought a lot of people in. I don't know. There's also, because it's just about Easter, The Young Messiah, which is Jesus at 7. We've, as I said, a romantic comedy. You've got a political movie with Helen Mirren, who will always bring people in. My Name is Doris is Sally Fields. Didn't screen it. Not ever a good sign. As I said, I would send you to see Remember, which is not easy, but very good, or Marguerite, which is really one of the better movies of the year. Both of these, I think, are some of the better movies that have come out thus far this year. 855-993-7569. The reviews are at drjoy.com, so you can check them out. And, okay, do we have, what have we got here? How about an email here, Jacob? So, what do you think?
Yeah, I have one here. You'd probably have to kind of get into it in the next segment, but I could read it and get started.
Okay, here. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Brenda says, Dr. Joy, I have a 32-year-old nephew who's married with two kids, 3 and 6 months. He was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia in 2010. After a year of chemo and a transplant, he went into remission. In May 2015, he relapsed and has spent the last year having chemo, etc. His mother, my sister, is 7 years older than me. We've been quite close for years and usually talked every week. Since my nephew was diagnosed, our relationship is almost non-existent. Her and her husband's lives for the last 5 years have been spent being there for her son and his family every waking moment. She's so afraid he'll die. I'm also very close to my nephew. He's like a son to me. She's excluded myself and the rest of our family from their lives. She rarely answers her phone, calls, etc., and it's painful. I can't imagine what she's going through, and I just want to be there for her, but she's shut me out, and I don't understand why. Not only do I feel like I'm losing my nephew, but my sister as well.
How old are the kids?
3 and 6 months.
Okay. Brenda, listen, right now, she just doesn't have the capacity to be generous to anybody else. And what she wants to do is just savor and absorb every moment with her son. So the result of that is going to be severalfold. First of all, it means that she's not going to have time for anybody else, that she's not going to return phone calls, she's not going to do luncheon dates. She is terrified that if she's not there, that something terrible will happen, that she will miss something, that somehow she can hold off his demise by sheer will. And she, on some level, whether she consciously believes it or not, she does. And so, she, as I said, she's just not going to have the energy or the generosity of spirit to do anything with anybody else. And she's also going to be very selfish of her time with him. She's not going to want to share it. I hope she's being generous to her daughter-in-law, because that's one of the things that sometimes happens. A mother saying, this is my kid and I know him, I've known him longer than you have, so I get first dibs. And hopefully she is not doing that, because that will cause grief well after his demise. Hopefully she has found enough generosity in her heart to include her daughter-in-law. So, I think what the question is, what do you do in the meantime? I'll tell you what, as Jacob pointed out, what I will do is tell you how you can respond to this in the next segment, all right? So I don't have to shortchange you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Brenda, who sent me an email describing a very sad situation where she has a nephew who was in remission for leukemia, and now the leukemia has come back, and he has two young children. A three-year-old and a six-month-old, and her sister, who's 7 years older than she is, has not been very responsive, even though the two of them have been very close in the past. And Brenda's saying that there's several issues. First of all, that she's not really being given much access to her nephew, and equally importantly, that she really feels that she's not really getting much access to her sister. And I said, Her sister is panicking, and I'm sure you're close to him, and he's like a son, but he's not like a son to your sister. He is her son, and that is going to trump everything else, whether it should or shouldn't. It will, and as I said, hopefully she is being generous to her daughter-in-law, because that can sometimes be a conflict. What I would do if I were in your shoes is, first of all, not view it as losing her, because I don't think you're losing her permanently. And if you put a grudge about this, it's going to be more difficult for both of you for her to find her way back to you. And I think it's really important that you not say that he's like a son to me, because she will take umbrage at that. That I know that you're close to him, and I know that you love him, and I'm sure he loves you. But she's really feeling very protective and very preemptive at this moment. And so I think just saying, look, tell me what I can do to help. If it means bringing you food or spelling you or taking care of the kids, whatever will work for you. And understand, she may or may not respond, but just saying to yourself, putting yourself out there, saying, tell me what I can do to help. And I'd like to do it. If you need someplace to talk, if you need to call me. And right now, I know that you're hurting as well, because you love him and you want some access to him. And I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't ask for access, but from her point of view, she doesn't want to share. She doesn't want to share her time. She doesn't want to share her energy. She doesn't want to share her son. And she probably doesn't even want to share the experience, even though there may be a logic that says that it's a comfort. But that's why funerals are invented after the fact, to sort of say, all right, we can all come together and support each other. But quite often during the illness, especially during the terminal illness, that's just not the case. It's just not feasible. And whether it's right or wrong doesn't make any difference. It's what is. So offering your services to her on whatever level makes some sense to her, saying, if at some point I would really like to see him, because he's really important to me, as you know, I love him as well, is perfectly okay. I'm not suggesting that you have to completely let go of your needs. But hers are gonna trump yours, and if you get into competitive who loves him best, you're gonna lose, and then you will lose your sister, or at least you're upping the ante to lose your sister. So no chip on shoulder. It's a hard time. It's not a bad time for you to have somebody that you can go to and commiserate, and offering your help not only through your sister but through your nephew's wife is not a terrible idea. Can I take care of the kids? Tell me what I can do. Can I bring you food? And understand that the likelihood of them picking up the phone and calling you is not very high, that they're really very distracted by this final, presumably final, days with him. And she's not going to be wanting to share very much either. So don't give up the quest to see him, to say goodbye to him. But don't expect them to be very responsive or to take much of an initiative. So you have to do it with an open heart and a great deal of enthusiasm, and not be willing to get your feelings hurt, because they're just in a completely different place. And I'm sympathetic with it, having gone through it a number of times. And what you have to do is just count on the fact that whatever relationship you've had with him in the past can sustain him and you, and whatever relationship you're able to eke out at this moment can't be at the expense of him or his mom or his kids or his wife, because as much as he loves you, you're still in the second tier, not in the first tier. Okay? And that's hard to deal with. It's hard for all of us to deal with somebody that we love may have different priorities than we have, that they may be more important to us than we are to them. But that's one of the problems about terminal illness. It sort of throws that kind of thing into sharp relief, and it's not necessarily very comfortable, but it's not a time to indulge ourselves in our sense of rightness or pity or anything else, or sadness. We need to find other resources that are outside of that circle to commiserate with us. And you'll find that there are a lot of people that you know who are friends who may not know your nephew at all, that when you say, I'm really, I'm losing him and I don't have much access to him, will commiserate with you. Hopefully not at the expense of your feelings about your sister, because that's not the issue. It's that in a competition you would lose, and you should lose, because you're an aunt, which is a wonderful job and a wonderful job description, but it's not primary, it's secondary. Okay, as much as you love him and as much as he loves you. All right, so see if you can find that inner generosity of spirit and offer it without conditions to your sister, to your nephew's wife, and whatever you think you can do to be helpful, and suggest to them that you'll check in with them periodically without being the pain in the neck, and they don't have to respond. I have a friend who's in hospice, and I call up at least once a day and leave a message, because that way she has the option of dealing with it or not. And when people are facing their own mortality or someone that's very close to them's mortality, the likelihood of having, again, that generosity of spirit diminishes. And people who have that are to be much appreciated and celebrated, because for most people it just doesn't happen. That face with mortality, that people shut down everything else. They put on blinders and because they're frightened. And in our society, we don't deal very well with the notion of mortality. That all of us, it's like Anne Bancroft said in her movie, that I know, you know, I think it was what, Finding, or Garbo Speaks or something. She said, I know everybody dies, but I thought I was going to be the exception. And that is the rule for all of us, that we know everybody dies. We know that people around us are going to die, but we somehow feel we're the exception, that people we love won't die. And we're certainly not going to die. And we just don't deal with it very well, which is doesn't help much of us, and certainly in this particular kind of juncture it doesn't make things any easier. So find something to do, find people to support you in your mourning, that understand that your sister is going to be in a different place, and after the fact that she may be willing to come to you, but you have to make sure that you don't in any way make her feel guilty that she could not find that generosity to include you at this particular juncture, in this particular situation, because that will damage the relationship. What you're going to have to do, this may be a stupid and cheerful moment for you of just letting her do whatever she needs to do now and after the fact, all right? And you find places and people who will support you.
At drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.